Yesterday, our act of kindness was that we had to give someone a Christmas card.
Mm-hmm. And
you hate giving Christmas cards.
I didn't want a Christmas card. We both got one, but you've given me one.
Yeah, yeah. I've given you our Banks Furman family Christmas card.
All right, can I open it up?
Yep, open it. Kevin and Mandy. Hard to believe we're at the end of 2015 already, as I find myself sitting down to write our annual Christmas card, and what a year it's been. Little Rafe, yes, I know you can't pronounce it, it rhymes with chafe, which is an ailment Megan has been battling with this year. He's now 14 months old. He started off the year sleeping through the night and hasn't done so since, so we're very proud of his progress and strength of character. He's completed his first term of swimming and has thus far not managed to poop in the pool, for which he was awarded a certificate. Mac has just turned 3 and is such a delightful little tantrumer. He's been practicing hard and has really mastered the art this year of driving his parents insane with his constant questions. Also, his requests for daily ice blocks from 2 o'clock in the afternoon until he goes to bed each day have really put a smile on our face. Mac has embraced his paranoia for the toilet, and not wanting to use it has meant, as a family, we are supporting him by embracing an open door policy on the bathroom. It's certainly something we're hoping will continue for the next few years or so. Ben has been working hard this year in our garage doing God knows what, but he tells me he's very busy. He started his own business this year and is enjoying the relaxed atmosphere that working from home in your garage with 2 young children that know you're there and won't leave you alone brings you. His skill set has expanded considerably this year, and he's recently received a diploma in night management. He was top of the class for getting up to the children in the night, making a bottle with one hand in the dark, and stubbing his toes on Duplo in the hallway whilst not making a sound. Megan has also had a very busy year and is looking forward to a break. A broken arm, a leg, anything to get a stay in hospital. The 4:20 a.m. weekday alarm keeps her on her toes, and her catchphrase for the year, "Oh, I'm so bloody tired," has really endeared herself to her family and friends. She is particularly proud of her achievements in the weight loss area in 2015, and after 14 months can now finally say she is back in her maternity jeans. Something she thought would never happen. But the determination with each bite of a bacon and egg McMuffin has really paid off. We're all immensely proud of her. Hope this finds you both well, and we wish you, Mandy, Molly and Ted a wonderful festive season. Look forward to catching up every morning from 6 a.m. in the new year. Love the... Oh God, what's our names? I can't remember. I'm so bloody tired.
That was wonderful. I love it. But it is so
Don't we
true.
Always get those family letters from people?
Oh, yes.
You know, you might be a family that sends out your year and gives it to people. And I love getting them from other people.